And we start off with an extended feature. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society presenting a gala come the 5th of June. It's a virtual gala, of course. Candidates are raising dollars, sharing their whys to saying yes to this opportunity. So you bet we talked with the candidates. We asked them their whys, and we hope that you will be inspired. So enjoy this feature.
Jen Johnston.
How did you get to know LLS?
So last year, you may be familiar with Jason King, who won the 2019 Man of the Year campaign. And he just asked me to be a part of this last year. So I wasn't really familiar with LLS until last year. And, you know, after a few meetings, I was like, wow, this is a really good organization that I want to be a part of and help out.
How did or what inspired you to run for Man Woman of the Year?
Sure. So at the grand finale last year, a couple people were like, you should look into this next year. And then Lori with LLS kind of gave me the look like, you're doing this. So that night I told her, you know what, I am. I'm going to do this. I'm all in. We have a good family friend who is currently battling AML. And then a few weeks before our campaign kicked off this year for 2020, my grandpa was diagnosed with CMML. And so it really gave me the sign that, you know, what I'm doing had a purpose. So I just ran with it.
Talk about your fundraising strategies and how you're managing with COVID-19.
Sure. So it's been a little different than we planned. My team actually started meeting, I'd say, early fall of last year. So we had our calendar and all of our events ready to go as of February 1st. We unfortunately had to cancel all of them and kind of brainstorm on how to virtually change our campaign. So we've done some virtual events. We've really hit hard on social media using that outlet. So it's been interesting, but it's been successful overall.
What is your why?
My why is definitely my grandfather and then our good family friend, Joel Gilchrist, just being there as they battle this and supporting them. And again, like I said earlier, I wasn't really familiar with LLS. So I really want to spread awareness and I want to let people know what LLS is and what they do. And of course, raise some money for them.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
Sure. So we're kind of wrapping up. Our grand finale is June 5th, so we're near the end. But we have a great Facebook page. So if you go into Facebook up to the search bar and just type in MWOY, Man Woman of the Year, JJMWOY, you're going to come to our Facebook page, and all of our information is there and what we're doing. So that's the best way.
Sarah Dravon.
How'd you get to know LLS?
I first heard about LLS through work. So I work as a medical laboratory scientist down at Spectrum Health Regional Lab. And one of my favorite parts of our lab is that they help to diagnose and monitor blood cancer. So I was able to attend LLS's grand finale gala last year, and I was so inspired, as many people are when they go to that gala. I was really blown away by the stories of these patients' resilience and of our community. So I knew I wanted LLS to have a bigger place in my life. So here I am trying to raise $50,000 this spring. Oh, there are so many ways that I was inspired to do this. First, it was an easy way to connect with my patients. So working behind the scenes in the lab, I never get to meet my patients. This is a way to connect and give back more than lab results to my patients and their families. I got to meet a few of those families, LLS's Boy and Girl of the Year, Cohen Carnes and Willis Sweet. It was great to meet them, even the few times that we did this year. Additionally, I learned that LLS's reach goes beyond blood cancers. As much of the treatment research they fund is also being tested on other types of cancer. My grandpa passed away from pancreatic cancer a few years ago, so this was an easy choice to run for Man Woman of the Year, as it connected these things that are so very important to me. Oh my goodness, it's been a ride, I will tell you that. But yes, we didn't see this whole pandemic thing coming, as I'm sure all the other candidates said as well. So I've been working on this, well, our team has been working on this fundraising campaign since fall of 2019. So we're setting fundraising events and making plans, you know, but some things just don't go as planned or expected. And this is where my team comes in. So we have about 15 or 20 people on the Cure Collective team. That's our team name. We decided on that name because we're a collective of people with different backgrounds and talents, but we're all coming together for a common cause. As soon as we realized our events would be canceled, we jumped into action to pivot our plans. As you can imagine, some of the events went virtual. We had a virtual wine tasting night, a virtual shopping night, and even a virtual 5K walk run that was originally intended as an in-person event. But is working out quite well as a virtual one. And I just think that we channeled our patients' resilience and strength through this update from our current plan to a different plan. But I guess life just has a way of forcing you to be flexible sometimes.
What's your why?
My why, like I said, I want to give back more than lab results to my patients and connect with them in a deeper level. Twofold, I want all patients and families to know that there are people behind the scenes in the laboratory fighting for them every day. We never get to meet, but every day we're cheering and aiding in the fight. And just to know that we're behind you and your whole community is standing with you in your battle.
How is the community helping, or how can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
We would love if you would sign up for our virtual, socially distance approved Beat Blood Cancer 5K Run and Walk. Registration is open until May 31st. And you can find out more information online by searching Beat Blood Cancer 5K.
Bud Kibbe. My close friend, Veronica Kieran, asked me to join her team and then told me what she was doing. And my stepmom passed away shortly thereafter of blood cancer. And so that was sort of the impetus for me beginning to be part of this. Well, LLS has been contributing to blood cancer patients regarding COVID-19, like sustaining them with donations specific to assisting them with masks and travel and being able to get to and from their medical appointments and things of that nature. And so it's through that lens that I've been requesting donations moving forward.
What's your why?
My why is my stepmom. She was diagnosed with cancer, and it was less than a month that she had passed away after that. Didn't really even have much of an opportunity to fight, unfortunately.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
To find out more information, can Google my name or Google my company. I've been doing a lot of things to my company page and my Facebook. My company is Tiny Uproar, TINYUPROAR. Give it Google and or my name, Bud, BUD, Kibbe, KABBY.
John Dorn, yep.
How'd you get to know LLS?
Beth Fisher actually introduced me to LLS. I'm not exactly sure how we even ran into each other and then did some speaking events together, and she gently said, "Hey, we have this Man and the Woman of the Year thing going on. Would you be interested?"
So what inspired you to vie to run for Man or Woman of the Year?
Well, my nephew Marty last year went through lymphoma and is doing fantastic today. So partly, of course, he inspired me, very, very close to him and his wife and his kids. And that was definitely information, you know, a big inspiration for me. And then the why, you know, they asked, you know, and when a great organization asks you to do something, kind of hard for me at least to say no. So that was kind of my inspiration.
Talk about your fundraising strategies and how you're managing with COVID-19.
Well, definitely changed. In the beginning, felt like we had some really great momentum going on. I had planned a realtor vendor fair. I'm a realtor in town, and we realtors always need to know good vendors. I need carpet cleaners, I need carpet installers, I need roofers, things like that. So we planned a vendor fair, and of course that kind of got shut down. I had a bus event, a VW bus event that got shut down. And then it was, you know, the feeling of, boy, where is this going? And how can we ask for money in a time where, you know, donations, when, you know, do you have a job? Do you not have a job, and where this is going? And then I think once, you know, word got out that we are helping so many leukemia and lymphoma, you know, people that through the COVID-19, then it was like, well, then this is easy. So I kind of shifted what I was doing. I have some great t-shirts that I'm selling. So we just kind of shifted to more like everyone did online, you know, giving and more Zoom type of things like that. So my why was my nephew, you know, my little Marty, we call him Marty, definitely. And then I think it kind of grew as some of the first events I saw some parents there that, you know, brought their kids that were struggling and have gone through it, and the boy and the girl of the year, and some of the mom and dad faces were like, I had some big empathy for them. Like, this has been a tough journey for them too, to, you know, sleepless nights and to, so my why kind of morphed from definitely into my nephew into some of the parents' faces that I've seen that, you know, have worked really diligently to, you know, next to their children as they walk this journey of LLS.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
Well, right now I have a 1978 Westphalia van. My kids named her Ashbury, and pretty hard to be upset when you're driving around in Ashbury or see it. It's a joy to me and a joy to other people. So I branded Ashbury. Ashbury just kind of morphed into a brand, and we had some really soft, great t-shirts made up. And they've got the back of a Westphalia, the VW van Ashbury, on it. And if people donate more than $50, we track them down and we send them a t-shirt.
How do we find out more
And then pretty easy to find. You Google my name, John Dorn, or john@johndorn.com. Welcome to call my cell, 616-292-7951. Or find me on Facebook, and, you know, would love to help have anybody help participate in this campaign.
Kate Rixey.
Kate, how'd you get to know LLS?
I was introduced by a friend, Shannon Gales. She made my wedding dress about a year and a half ago. And until then, I had not been connected to the organization and didn't know the impact it's really had on our community. I had never done anything like this before, but really wanted to support our community in a meaningful way. So when Shannon reached out to me with the opportunity, I was really inspired by the LLS goal of curing blood cancers and was really impressed by the amazing work they've done in funding blood cancer research and improving the quality of life for patients and their families. And on top of that, the research for blood cancer is also used to fight several other forms of cancer, too.
Talk about your fundraising strategies and how you're managing with COVID-19.
Well, that's been interesting. So we launched our campaign a few weeks before the pandemic hit close to home. So our team, Girls for Good, we had grand plans to raise money to research blood cancer and help those who are battling it every day. But then our world turned upside down, and it just didn't seem right to be asking for money when people were losing their incomes, getting sick, and worried about their loved ones and livelihoods. But we knew that people were still out there fighting cancer. And in fact, some of those people are in the high-risk category because of their compromised immune systems. And we knew that they were facing the same potential loss of jobs or incomes that others are. So in response, LLS had mobilized their COVID-19 patient financial program that quickly gets cancer patients the funding they need. So our team, we rallied and moved forward to help patients fighting cancer amid the crisis. It was just in a different way than we had originally planned. So we had made a shift from in-person activities to virtual events and initiatives, and we really focused our efforts on Facebook fundraisers, personal outreach, and silent and live auction items. And one of our team members is even making masks that we're giving to frontline workers in exchange for a donation to LLS. When I was 11 years old, my brother died of cancer. It was Christmas Eve, and he was only 10. So in taking on this campaign, I decided to honor him by helping LLS advance its mission. Since my brother died so young, I was really drawn to the LLS Children's Initiative. It's a $100 million endeavor that will double the investment in pediatric research. And they are pioneering the first collaborative clinical trial to change the way pediatric blood cancers are treated, and also while expanding the services that they provide children and families.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
Well, we'd love to get all the help we can get. So the easiest way to support our Girls for Good campaign is to go to MWOY.org and click Find a Campaign. You scroll down to Michigan and click Grand Rapids. So you can link through to our candidates' pages from that site. And we're also working on silent and live auctions. So if anyone would like to donate to a good cause, we'd welcome it.
Liz Delacroix.
Liz, how did you get to know LLS?
They approached me.
Wow. What inspired you to vie to run?
Well, I just felt like it would be for a good cause, and it would help a lot of people, and it would be a good way to take advantage of my large social media reach for good. It's definitely been a little bit trickier, so I think the real secret is to just be consistent with it and realize that there are still plenty of people that want to help out right now. I feel like it's really important to just educate people on blood cancers in particular. You don't hear as much about it as compared to some of the larger types of cancer that are more publicized, such as breast cancer. And I think it's just really been great to inform people about various, you don't want to call them fun facts, but just interesting facts about blood cancers, for example, that it primarily affects children under 18 is pretty unique compared to other cancers.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
Absolutely. So anyone can reach out to me anywhere on Instagram or Facebook at The Lemon Bowl or thelemonbowl.com, and I'm happy to provide more information and tell you a bit more about my why.
Jennifer Pasqua. I was actually approached by Lori James about participating in the campaign, I think back in February. And so I knew about it because my friend Chris Andrus from the Mitten Brewing Company had participated. I believe he won Man of the year he did it. But honestly, I was more familiar with the Illinois chapter because I participated in a variety of walks in the Chicagoland area with my family.
And what did inspire you to say yes to Vie to Run?
Oh, well, it was tough because, you know, it is a commitment. And I really had to dig deep to figure out if this is something that I wanted to do. And my inspiration really was my godson, Grayson. He was diagnosed with leukemia when he was a toddler. His dad's my cousin, and I remember just getting that phone call and telling me that Grayson was sick, and no one in our family was ever familiar with leukemia. Then 3 months later, my other cousin, Mark, he was in his late teens, early 20s at the time. He had visited us here from Chicago, and he was complaining about back pain for a couple of weeks leading up to his visit here, and next thing we knew, he was diagnosed with lymphoma. So my connection to both leukemia and lymphoma really was the reason why I decided to say yes. I had various individuals committed to donating significant amounts to my campaign. I even had some third-party events in the works, but, you know, understandably, because of the pandemic, people began shifting their support to other things that they may have had more impact in their lives, or, you know, their financial status had changed because they were either laid off or let go. So I felt like the last thing I wanted to do was to pressure anyone into giving. So I primarily am using Facebook, and I haven't raised but a couple hundred bucks at this point. And my goal was really 50,000, because that way I would have been able to have research done in both my cousin and godson's name. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know because of pandemic, any little bit that I raise is better than nothing at all. So it has been a struggle, though.
And what is your why?
You know, I never said yes because I wanted to win this campaign. I definitely wanted to raise more awareness more than anything else, because I know when we got the news in our family, none of us had any idea about lymphoma and leukemia, and we had learned so much throughout this process. And really the hope is that families like mine will never have to experience what we went through, because it was a double whammy. And if we can get any closer to a cure, that's a good reason why to even raise as much as I have so far.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
They can head over to my Facebook page, Jennifer Pasqua. I have pinned it to the top of my page, the fundraiser link. So any donation, I'm happy to accept, and I'm very grateful for what you can give.
Tommy Smart, a good friend of mine, Erica Barr, she's been very involved with LLS for years. I work with her at the Butterworth Hospital. She knows that I've been working and volunteering with kids battling cancer for quite a few years, and she's the one that brought it up to me. To run for this year, it's the boy of the year, Cohen. I actually took care of him through his journey. I was there the day he was first into the hospital, and I saw him the night before he went home, and all those months in between. It was always a highlight of my day to get in there to see him, see how his spirits were, and try to lift him up as needed, and just to watch his progress through his treatment.
Tommy, talk about your fundraising strategies. How are you managing with COVID-19?
It's gotten a lot more difficult. I had a lot more ideas I wanted to go through and try to do, but with the restriction of businesses and not being able to go a lot of places, I've had to cut back on that. So my primary focus has been a lot of word of mouth, involved in a lot of large organizations, and I've been having them help me to spread word of it, and Facebook has been a great tool through this to get the word out there about Man and Woman of the Year campaign.
How can the community help your campaign, and how do we find out more information?
If you just simply Google Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and Man and Woman of the Year, it'll take you to a page, and it'll be able to take you to a list of our campaigners and donating for them. And that's the biggest thing about right now is collecting those donations. There's an outpouring of support for the community. And the biggest thing to realize about all this, even with all this pandemic going on, cancer has not stopped. There's still new diagnosis is coming up, and those that are diagnosed are still going through their battle and needing that support. And LLS has been amazing in supporting something like $3.8 million this year and 15,000 patients financially through this, because they still need that support. So spreading word of mouth is a big part of it. Getting out there, joining campaign pages, joining teams, donating auction items, anything they can do to help raise the money is the biggest support that we can take right now.
We conclude with conversation. Lori Janes, campaign specialist, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, myeloma, and to improve the quality of life for patients and their families. So, June 5th, we are going to have our virtual grand finale. Man Woman of the Year campaign is a philanthropic competition among a group of motivated and dedicated individuals in the community. And so they fundraised for 10 weeks, and this year, due to the pandemic, they've actually been fundraising for 13 weeks. So we kind of hit the pause button when the pandemic started, because as a health organization, one of our highest priorities is the well-being of our patients. And then the participants, the team members, employees, volunteers, donors, and like I said, especially the blood cancer patients. So on June 5th, we will be having the virtual grand finale. There will be a silent auction item with this as well. The silent auction opens June 2nd at noon, and it will end on June 5th at noon. And then the virtual grand finale will begin at 6 p.m. on June 5th.
How does one get involved?
So you can go to our Facebook page, West Michigan Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The information will be there of how to register for the grand finale event, or you can call 616-224-6240 to get any more information.